Happy Friday, TGIFF. Woo, we made it through another one, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Ow, ow.
Well, it is time for happy hour. So it's time for a little R&R.
Let me see this. Could you physically pat yourself on the back? I guess I can do it with like a cross arm, but not... Are you flexible?
Oh, I'm super flexible. I can put my ankles around my neck.
Let's see it. No, I'm just kidding.
Right?
No, premium content about to drop.
Oh, my God. I'm not that flexible.
I did it, yeah. I just have my shoe on. I almost hit my desk and I hit my mic. But no, I could do the splits.
What?
Well, we need to get her drunk next time. I need to see the splits.
Okay.
I mean, I'll do them without drinking, but yeah, I mean, you can still get me drunk.
Oh, well, I guess I'm thinking like Kyle Richards when she used to drink.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Back in the day.
I can barely touch my back with like one arm.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just not flexible.
But you know, what was impressive, Ashley, is when we were at Hopscotch a couple weeks ago and you were doing like cheerleading moves out there on that trampoline. That was impressive.
Yes. Damn.
I'm not that flexible anymore, but I did some toe touches. DuPont Manual High School, national champions. It was actually international champions. I don't know that we had any other countries represented.
Oh my gosh.
But that's fine. You can always claim it. It's like anything.
Like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Best universal champions.
In the solar system.
We had no alien invasion, thankfully, that took our Bring It On trophy away. But yes, back in the day, I did cheerleading before I switched to field hockey. So, yeah.
You can do that without flexibility? I mean, that looked flexible. You jumping and touching your toes. And didn't you do a flip on that thing?
I was more like that.
Yeah, they yelled at her.
They came and stopped me before I could. They're like, no flips, no flips. I was going to do a round off back talk.
They're like, ma'am, this is a museum and art installation. I mean, there's other people and children.
They were like, it's allowed, but you're a 43-year-old woman, so we don't want the liability. Exactly. You are not a small child.
In meantime, I'm like literally asking the kid next to me if he wanted to race.
James racing with a complete stranger. It was great.
Yeah, like some 10-year-old kid next to me. I'm like, you want to race?
That was fun.
And I fucking smoked him.
You did. You really did. She did not let him win.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Anyway, that's it. Sorry. I know we hijacked that a little bit, like a typical meeting.
Oh, yes. Well, that's the bullshit small talk at the beginning, right, of meetings, you know. Yeah. But of course, we're at happy hour now. You know, very, very loose agenda here. But I think, Ashley, you did share that we have a listener question. Maybe we start with that.
We did. And it's kind of like one of our meetings, because this is a listener question that's asking our opinion on kind of something that to her is a corporate cringe speak. And this is the term, a gentle reminder. Her point was like, it comes because it's kind of used passively aggressively. And she's like, why can't people be more direct and say like, get your shit together. I've asked for this 3 times and you still haven't delivered. That's the example she gave. Or she's like, maybe use more corporate speak. Like, what are your blockers? Why is getting this done such a struggle for you? But she said she laughed that she saw someone see it and send it to like, kind of like, even like experienced people, even people senior to being like the gentle reminder. And so thoughts.
Well, I only give abrasive reminders.
Razor.
But I don't call them that. Reminder.
Yeah.
Bitch. when is this stuff coming through? But when you think about it, like what cringe corporate speak really is, my opinion, is civility.
Yeah.
Because what if we did not have corporate speak, right? Or corporate jargon? We'd literally just be the biggest assholes to one another in the workplace when you think about it, right? So that's like, like a way to control ourselves that also feeds ego. Like it's weird, right? It's like, I don't know, I'm getting all existential about it, but a gentle reminder instead of what the fuck?
Get your shit together.
Get your shit together, you know?
Well, I do think one of her things in there that's helpful is like the asking of questions to try to understand what's happening. Because when you're waiting on something, and some often rightfully so, like if someone can't get something to you, like, okay, fair enough, that happens, but like tell somebody.
Yeah.
What are your blockers?
But like, what are your blockers? What are your beta blockers?
Like
that's the corporate speak.
For like achieving this. You know?
Yes. What are your, exactly. That would be kind of a funny thing to do sometime. ChatGPT, as you know, I love ChatGPT. The LinkedIn course is out there. Yeah. LinkedIn Learning, keep still out. Become an AI powered manager. Pew, pew, pew. but to put normal sentences into ChatGPT and have ChatGPT out to say us as corporate speak.
Yes, that's a good one.
Okay, I'm going to do it right now. Ask you to say, how can you say, get your shit together in corporate speak? In corporate settings, conveying the message, get your shit together, in a professional manner usually involves using diplomatic and constructive language, to your point, Lee. Here's how you might phrase it. Please ensure you're fully aligning with our expected standards and commitments. It's crucial to consistently manage responsibilities effectively to meet our team and organizational goals. Let's prioritize enhancing our productivity and focus to achieve the desired outcomes.
Good God, that's long.
That is.
I would love to act that though. Oh gosh. Ooh, AI coming in clutch here.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And some of us wear our emotions on our sleeve, and some of us not so much. But regardless, when we keep all of those stressors bottled up, it can start to affect us and those around us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Now, this is especially important for those besties out there that work in HR or perhaps are a people leader, manager, boss, because people be people, and don't they? They really do. And so you need to make sure you have an outlet to share so that you can thrive. If you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, so it's completely designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HRBesties today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HRBesties. Stay well, besties.
I would love to divulge to the audience that we are pre-filming this because you, Ashley, looking at you, no one can tell that.
Feel it, my soul.
So I better, put words in there. You are on a cruise right now.
That is true.
Technically, you are on a cruise, and we are honoring your vacation, of course, which everyone else could honor y'all's own vacations and those of others in the workplace and do whatever to make sure people get real time off.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Yes. Our spring break is very late for Atlanta this year.
Yes. Very late.
So I've seen all of our friends and take spring break and have their all pictures from 30A. Jamie knows 30A. If you're from the South,
it's a
30A,
Southern thing.
Not know 30. It's like South Padre Island, maybe, but maybe not quite as lively.
Oh,
it's
okay.
it's kind of bougie. I found places on there that are not quite as bougie.
Yeah. I'm not a 30A kind of girl. You know what I mean? I'm the Walmart of the Gulf Shores.
Where's that? Florida?
Yeah. It's Destin, Alabama. But like the nicer, bougier.
Destin, Seaside. It's like where they film Truman Show.
Panhandle.
Yeah. It's in the Panhandle. It's beautiful. Okay. It's beautiful, beautiful beaches. Like when we were, God, why do I always talk about this? I think this is like fucking embarrassing, but I'm still saying it. When we were in Australia, we went to...
Oh, God. No, I'm just kidding.
But we went to Huskisson Beach, and they have a sign on this beach. It's like south of Sydney. They have a sign on the beach that says world's most beautiful beach. And I turned to Dan and my husband. I was like, 30A is just as beautiful, to be honest with you. And so
if you're... That's a lie.
Yeah. So if you're over there, the accents aren't as great, but it is. It's beautiful kind of way. It's on the Gulf of Mexico. So it's lively. But anyway, I'm not at 30A. I am visiting my parents. I have visited them at the villages where my parents retired to, which could be a whole nother podcast in itself. But we are going on our first cruise as a family. And I'm excited because I love a buffet. I am nervous about, you tend to see headlines. Like I just saw one that's like 10 things not to do on a cruise or 10 things not to eat at the buffet. I'm like, well, let me make a list for that. So, but yeah, I'm on my cruise. So we did in advance. We planned accordingly so that we could, I could take a little break.
Where are you cruising around?
So we're going on a Royal Caribbean 4-night cruise. We did not do the Disney budget this year. I understand a lot of people love Disney, but I've gone 20 years ago. I went on Royal Caribbean. I liked it. So we're going to Nassau and Coco Cay or Coco Cay. I don't know which one it's pronounced, but it's their little like private fun island,
which
appears to be much more fun than what when I went 20 years ago. We went to Coco Cay and. Actually, I'll tell you. All there was like a little floaty thing in the water. My girlfriends and I, we were all like 23. And I went with some of my friends from college and we were fine just to sit with like a pina colada on the beach. But this trip I did at 23, I did like a 13-day road trip. I lived in DC. I drove down to Charleston, picked up my best girlfriend. We went to Savannah, spent a night there, went to Orlando, spent a few days in the theme parks, went to Miami. Ooh.
Wow.
Went back and did a cruise, a little like three night cruise, went back to Charleston, went back to DC. It was so amazing. I didn't have work email on, like, it was like truly transformational. But one thing that happened, and God, I don't know if I'm gonna have to ask my friend if she has a picture of this. I fucking do not. Like I get rosacea. Like when I work out, I get rosacea. Jamie and Lee have seen pictures like just after I've worked out or people on TikTok have commented, but I'm pretty fair skinned. And so I don't know why we were in Orlando at like a theme park. My friend was like, looked and she's like, oh, we just had some fudge. She's like, oh, you got some fudge on your lip. And I was like, oh, whatever. And I tried to rub it. And she's like, it's not coming off. We went to the bathroom. I got like a mustache suntan in the sun. I had like, it was like a brown mustache sunspot, like all the way across. And it was like, I don't know. I haven't gotten it since. I mean, it lasted for like 3 days. It went away before the cruise, but it was like literally like,
why?
I mean, this was in 2004. This was 20 years. I don't know. I literally
do
not know.
Were you drinking stuff and it like,
no, did? No, I didn't have I didn't have like an opening. I don't know why.
Like you put sunscreen on everywhere else, but there?
No, I think I did. I don't know.
Like, what happened?
I don't know. I still have no idea. And I can't remember if I asked the dermatologist. Gosh. I was 23, so I'm going to assume I did not. But yeah, it was so embarrassing. And it was
that dark?
Yes.
They thought it was fudge?
Yes, yes. And it like appeared out of nowhere right after we had fudge. So I've had fudge since. I don't think it was an allergic reaction, but it was like a legit mustache.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
So embarrassing.
Oh my God.
Then you can probably, y'all can probably picture it too.
They look like Mario or Luigi or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Ashley.
And then I'm rubbing it real hard. So of course it's not helping.
Now it's red and dark and tan and all of that. And you were drinking around the world when that happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. I love me some Epcot.
Yeah.
Damn. I've thrown up in a few trash cans there. But anyways,
like,
so I hope that you yeah. enjoy the cruise.
Yeah, I am. I'm very excited. And I'll give a full report in our next happy hour after that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out like the summer thing, right? Everyone's figuring out how to find some R&R, some rest and relaxation, like what's going on in the summer. Because everyone's scrambling on the work side. Like, that's what I feel like. Everyone's like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Trying to complete whatever so that they can stop working over summer. Like I'm getting that buzz.
Right.
Are y'all feeling that buzz from anybody or yourselves?
I call it Maytober.
Oh.
Like just all the things that you have to do at the end of.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
We have end of the school year here. I got field day. I got swim teams starting up and it's a lot of that. So, but it is, it's like people trying to get stuff done, but I feel like people are like, oh, we're getting ready to take the summer off. I'm like, how are they? How's this happening?
I know. Excuse me? Yeah. I'm not in school anymore.
Yeah. Jamie, do you calm down in the summer at all? Work-wise?
No, actually. I don't know if I've ever had a job that was... Well, I take that back. I did have one job that she allowed us to do summer Fridays. And that was pretty fucking epic.
Was that your boss or was it company-wide?
It was... No, it was just my boss. She let us do summer Fridays. And that was pretty awesome.
So then everyone hates HR even more.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Literally.
You know? Yeah. All the other departments are pissed.
And that was like pre-COVID. So like I wasn't necessarily chained to my phone email or my laptop email too. So, but we would take turns too. Like not all of us would just book it on Fridays. Like one of us would stay connected. So like if there was an emergency. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. But no, I mean, like same thing. May's bananas. May's like a Christmas, like a December for me. Mm. With all the like end of the school year stuff with the kids. I've got my oldest is quote unquote graduating fifth grade. So we've got.
Are you putting a sign in the yard?
Oh my God. Don't see now. I got to fucking do that. Great.
Congrats,
great. But I have that. And then we have to do middle school orientation. He's got tryouts for all the middle school sports he wants to do. He's got some cool end of the school year. I mean, like just his schedule alone is fucking bananas in May. So
I'm stressed. Just listen to it.
Then there's no Jamie time.
No.
Jamie time. Get it? Like Jamie time.
Oh, yeah.
Any Jamie time.
Lee time. Ashley time. That doesn't sound as good as Jamie time.
Yeah, I know. That sounds
Curtis
cool,
time.
Actually. Oh, gosh. Well, hopefully you get a funner summer. I don't know, this year.
How do y'all prepare, though? Like, when you're going out, like, I've had experiences on either end of it, both when I've actually been able to, like, take out and recharge, not bring my laptop, like, do that. And it has absolutely changed my life. I've also had those situations where I'm sitting there, especially on, like, a girls' beach trip. I have my laptop open. I'm downstairs. Everyone else seems to be having fun. And I'm, like, spending hours working on something. And those are some of my least favorite memories.
Oh, yeah. No, I had someone send me an email from their employer last summer. Their employer put together, it was like a 2-page email. And it was, I believe, in May, like ahead of the summer break, right? And it's just like a little appreciation, but also some rules for summer behavior, whatever. But their big thing was congratulations. Like, we are allowing you all to wear jeans on Fridays this summer. I mean, and it was like 2 pages to just give that.
But also, I don't want to wear jeans when it's hot outside. I mean, I know that's not the point, but like that makes me feel sweaty.
That was like 2 months of 115 plus temperatures here, you know, and they got to wear jeans, you know, like,
jorts.
Wow, you know, but they were so proud of themselves. Ooh, I was like, that's it.
What,
I mean,
a
gosh,
fucking
something
prize.
Like that. Do half day Fridays, skip to a 4:10. I mean, do something, you know, like change the schedule altogether. But if you are an employer, if you're in a place of influence, I mean, don't be having big ass projects, you know, coming up if you can stand it. You know, people are in and out like crazy, right? Oh my gosh. Do some things. Allow some flexibility this summer, please.
Well, yeah. Be mindful that people are more than likely going to be taking vacation. So almost use, I say those 2 months, really June and July, right? To like catch up and try to wrap up things maybe or projects, but don't expect.
It'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that always kind of bugged me, I saw this like in legal when I'd be working on negotiations and like we may be on two sides of something and my team, my business team would be like, oh, well, their business contact or their lawyers are out for this week. They're out. But like when I'm out, like the expectation is still like I'm turning things around and I'd be like, huh, like, wait, how does that work? And so just remembering, I think within organizations, you can see that of like leaders saying like, I'm going to be out and this, but then not really like expecting some employees that aren't probably compensated for it to like be checking in and things like that. And I just think across the board, I mean, mm-hmm, even mm-hmm. like I don't believe in bringing people down. Like, I don't think anyone in any title, CEO otherwise, should always be responsive. I don't think that that's healthy. I think it sets a really bad example. And I just think everybody should be able to recharge and planning for it. And so that'll be a good, we'll talk about that in an upcoming regular staff meeting about prepping for time off mm-hmm. and all of that. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably a good business topic.
It is, right? Like, somebody write that down. Oh, here, I'll write it down on this.
Let me write it down on a piece of paper.
And then throw this paper away.
Yeah. And then completely forget about it.
Never look back at it again.
You know, I need to schedule something. Like, I'm doing LA Memorial Day week. Because mm-hmm. I'm such a city person. So I like will go into a huge city or somewhere and then I'm just like busier on vacation than I am at home because I don't do shit here, right? I mean, I'm such an introvert. I like barely leave the house, really, you know? So then I come back tired as hell. Like, I need a vacation where I go and I literally just lay out and have a pina colada or something, you know? I need like something chill as opposed to something where I'm clocking like 25,000 steps a day, you know? I mean, it's not relaxed. It's fun, you know, but it's not like chill. I never plan anything chill. Maybe I just suck at relaxing. Do y'all relax? What do you all do?
I mean, we annually, that's really sadly only vacation we ever take is we go to the beach every summer.
Like as a full family, like your whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not kidding when I say it's literally the only vacation we take. And I do relax because we like mostly either, of course, my kids want to be at the fucking pool. I'm like, why did we drive 6 hours to sit at a pool?
But,
that's funny.
You know, I like to sit on the beach and try to relax. And so that's like our thing.
You're a beach girly, right?
Yeah.
We got to do a girls trip. Like that's not just like podcasts, like getting together, podcast recording. We got to do a girls trip. Let's think about that one.
Yes. No, I think, you know what I think would be really fun, Ashley.
Okay.
This was Ashley's idea, I think, is do like an adult summer camp.
Thank you.
How much freaking fun would that be?
Please validate me.
Yes.
My goal is to have an adult summer camp and it's an HR Besties thing but it's all fun. Yeah, maybe we'll do a little bit of like, we'll do an educational part for a SHRM credit so you can get it expensed by your employer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Expense for it.
Cool.
But it'll be fun and interesting, not boring. And, but to have like activity, like have like an adult getaway,
HR
have someone.
Besties. Summer
Cook
camp.
HR Besties summer yes. camp.
And it ends with the Besties Bash night.
Yes.
Where we just get fucked up.
We can tie-dye shirts.
We'll serve Besties Bevs, our wine, our upcoming wine brand.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, yes.
I'm manifesting. This is not a real thing. But I did.
Know,
like,
yeah.
I bought the domain.
Bought the website.
I love that. I do. I love to like relax on vacation. I actually, I don't get me wrong. I love to explore. I love to travel and explore, but I will sit and chill. I will read so many books on vacation. Like I'll bring like a stack of them and I love like a book exchange. If I go somewhere and they have a book exchange, did that last year on a vacation. And I think I read like 4 or 5 books. Like I just sit and I become obsessive. Not healthfully probably. Yeah. I do love to really sit and decompress. Like I turn my phone off and just chill. So.
See, I kind of like going hard on vacation. I only ever go hard. And most of mine are around food.
Yes.
Like I always have a list of like fine dining places. And then I want to stay out late. I want to dance.
This is an idea I have in my head as I talk out loud is I think it'd be fun if we did like like Eat, Pray, Love, but 3 other words. But if we do a vacation, I mean, this is like a futuristic thing because as hopefully HR Besties listeners know, we all do have like real jobs. Like Jamie works for company in HR. Lee's, you know, you have some other fun stuff on your horizon, but you also do your toxic workplace survival.
I've got my few LLCs here. I'm building empires.
You got a few. I have managed methods. So I do manager training. So, and I care very deeply about all that. That being said, I'd love to have a point in time and we do like a 3-part vacation and we each plan it. Like Lee takes us to a city.
Ooh.
I take us to a beach. Jamie, Jamie and I both do beaches, but like I'll do like a retreat anyway. But this is my dream. I'm going to manifest this. I'm going to write it down. Like people say to do.
Like I'm ready next week. Like I'm crazy in that way. Like I'll do solo travel. I'll just drop my shit and go somewhere. Like I'm kind of weird with that, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I have some logistics I got to figure out, but
yeah, same.
I know. I do crazy shit like that.
I got too many fucking kids, but
and pets.
Yeah. Oh my God. And pets alone.
You and your 10 kids and 20 animals and farm and all that.
Yeah, literally 20 animals.
All that drag coefficient.
Yeah, menagerie.
For real.
Menagerie.
So Eat, Pray, Love. What would our 3 words be? Like if you want to eat, pray, love trip, we each come with a word, no?
Laugh.
Oh, that's a good one. Damn.
Oh, live, laugh, love, Jamie. Come on.
No. Alive. What was it? Alive. Aha. Fuck.
Yeah. Like murder, fuck, kill.
Shampoo, massage.
Mine would either be read. Laugh, read, hard.
long,
fuck.
Laugh, long, read. Oh my God.
We got to think about that. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do this at some point.
No, I literally wrote down eat, pray, love. No, but if it's like a thing where like we each plan a trip, right? then okay. we're each responsible yeah. for one of the words.
One of the words, yeah.
So, like, what's y'all's individual word, you think? Is yours going to be read, Ashley, really? You're taking me on a trip that's called read.
Some boring AF.
My mom became a librarian before she became a lawyer, and so I used to listen to her.
I didn't know that.
When I was in middle school, my mom got her bachelor's when I was in elementary school, and then in middle school, she became a librarian. She was actually, at one point, her job title, she was the head of adult services for the Louisville Free Public Library, which is
but sounds sexual.
Yeah, but she brought in like guest speakers and things. And so, I mean, I would totally go on a vacation called Read, but I get that I have to market this. And so I'd say recharge. I'd say recharge.
Okay. So is there spa involved? That's what that sounds like to me.
There can be. I'm not really a spa person, to be honest with you.
Me neither.
Oh, I am. I'll spend days there.
I've never had a massage in my life.
Really? Oh, no.
It's fine. I probably should try to. I've never gone on like a spa vacation or anything like that.
Yeah, same.
Gosh.
I'm the Walmart version of y'all. Let's be honest.
I'm like, what am I? Maybe I'm Target.
You're Target.
I
mean, yeah, you're Target.
Okay, that's fine. At least Neiman Marcus.
Nordstrom. Yeah. Oh, Neiman Marcus. Yeah.
Nordies.
I'm the Walmart. Like, we go to Gatlinburg and get in a cabin.
I have no problem with that. I've absolutely been to Gatlinburg and loved it.
You want to go camping?
No. No. Fuck no. Gatlinburg is like, I don't know of a good way. It's like the Vegas in the woods. Maybe that's the best way. It's
a wooded Vegas.
Yes.
Like what happened in Gatlinburg stays there.
Yeah. We'll go to Dollywood.
I would go to Dollywood. Fuck yeah.
I have a soft spot in my heart for Gatlinburg because when I went to the University of Tennessee, it's only like 30 minutes. Well, it's a little bit longer. It depends on how you go. But me and my friends would just like go up there and like hang out. Like you could go to gift shops and see bears, like random ass shit.
Yeah.
It's like Pigeon Forge is kind of, it's very touristy and kind of tacky, but I love it.
We got in Georgia, we have Helen, which is like a German town just north, about an hour north. Although in the fall, when the leaves turn nice, it's about a 4-hour drive to get there because of traffic.
Yeah, of course. That's like Gatlinburg too.
But same, it has like, you know, gift shops with like, but they're like bears and like, we took one, there's like bears in like kind of cages. And I didn't like that so much.
Yeah. And it's like not. And I don't know why I paid to see that. Granted, I haven't in recent years, but back in my college days, like we would go and pay $1 to see the bears in like deplorable conditions.
Oh, bless. Oh, they were alive. I thought stuffed. I don't know why.
No.
Like, you know, standing there.
Yeah,
like,
no. There's some of those. There's
like
too.
All sad stuff like by the door. Yeah.
No, as a matter of fact, I don't think that they exist anymore. I think PETA shut them down, thankfully.
Oh, gosh. But that's what's happening in Gatlinburg. Got it.
How did we get on this?
I don't know, but I think that that's where my eat, our eat, pray, love, mine's going to be tacky.
Can't we just do that in Vegas, though? Do you like Vegas or no?
I don't mind Vegas.
I like Vegas. I love blackjack.
I'm not a gambler, though.
You're not?
I mean, I would. I mean, I don't go there for that, though. I like watching people play slots and piss themselves because they don't want to lose their chair, which is sad as hell because it's like addiction.
Oh my God. I saw a video of a guy on his wheelchair and it was like 4 slot machines and he just kept going in circles, hitting the button.
Oh my God.
I think I saw it on TikTok. Yeah. I was like, wow. Okay,
buddy. He's going to have to plug in eventually.
Yeah. And he had that bitch on full blast, hitting the buttons.
I wanted to share with you, Ashley, before we end this riveting vacation conversation, that I did see a TikTok last night. Of someone who just came back from a cruise. She's probably in her 30s or so. And she said that she spent 3 days in cruise jail.
I think I saw that too. Because she got in a fight with someone because of her mom.
She got in a fight with someone who was bullying her mom. Her poor 67-year-old mom was being bullied by this other lady. And I guess she got in a fight with her and they threw her in cruise jail. There's just jails on the boat.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. Like a holding cell type thing. Because what are you going to do? Throw them overboard? Hopefully not. But
yeah, they do have those.
I would 100% go to cruise jail if someone were messing with my mom.
Oh, if my mom, yeah, I'll throw both.
I would do a similar messing with y'all's moms. I would say, we know Jamie would.
Same.
Jamie would be like,
yes.
Girl gang.
Yes.
We will beat your ass.
I'm glad we're recording this before my cruise. And I hope I don't come back looking ragged and have a cruise jail experience. But well, how many views did she get? What, did it go viral? Did she get?
I know exactly, right? That year I tried getting cruise jail.
Hold on, let me just put me in there. Just let me take a picture.
Oh, damn. Well, gosh, we hope you have a happy cruise, Ashley.
I do too, after.
Stay out of jail unless you need the views. Then anything goes.
Now, do you karaoke?
I love karaoke. I will go and I'll probably observe it first. Like, I do feel like on a cruise, you kind of gotta, there's a lot of people around. You kind of gotta like censor people. I would definitely watch them, but I'm going to see some shows, some comedy. I'm not performing stand up, but, I'm excited. I'm excited.
That'll be good. You need a break.
Yeah. I sent them a text the other day. I was like, I just needed it. I'm over it. We've waited. I haven't had a real break in a while, so I'm ready.
Oh, well, y'all have fun. For real, stay out of cruise jail.
I will. I actually will say this to my whole family. That's guys.
I know. I know.
And if the newsletter sucks next Jamie's week, it is completely mine, Jamie, and Lee's fault.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I mean, if you want me to ChatGPT something, I will, you know, but.
Now you better not do a newsletter, make it ChatGPT. People are like, damn, that was the best newsletter of all time. Know, right? Don't take my job, ChatGPT. Don't take my job.
Oh, damn. Well, gosh, we hope, though, that if you are listening to this, you're planning something. We hope you take a little break, even if it's a staycation or, you know, sitting out in the yard, however you like to relax. But boy, we all need a break, don't we?
Yes.
Take care of yourselves. Put yourself first. All that fun stuff. It matters.
That PTO is yours. Use it.
Mm-hmm. Happy Friday.